next part, we're going to need everybody in the crowd's help here today. So when either of us say President Harold, you guys will all shout, no more excuses. So let's give it a try. President Harold,
no more excuses!
The Iowa City School Board and Iowa City Council has new climate action plans this spring. Now it's time for the University of Iowa to unite with our city and commit to joining the Iowa City Climate Action Plan. President Harold.
No more excuses!
Every day, the University of Iowa burns coal in its power plants. Coal kills. Coal kills miners, coal leaves deadly coal ash, coal leaves deadly coal slurry. A preschool is only 200 yards from the coal plant. Coal is the number one contributor to carbon emissions. President Harold.
No more excuses!
The University of Iowa has also doubled its use of natural gas in the power production. Fracking natural gas destroys communities, watershed zones, and methane emissions from gas are worse than CO2 emissions. President Harold.
No more excuses!
For a climate emergency. Now it is time for the University of Iowa president to step up to that promise and update its old sustainability plan for a climate emergency. President Harold.
No more excuses!
The University of California will be carbon neutral in 2025. Over 7,000 universities have declared a climate emergency. The University of Iowa needs to stop coal and do the same. President Harold.
No more excuses!
The University of Iowa should be a beacon of light for our community. Instead, the university's sustainability goals were written in 2008. That's over a decade ago. These goals are outdated and we have a climate emergency on our hands. President Harold.
No more excuses!
We also have a problem in all of Iowa. We are going through record flooding. Well, last year, greenhouse gas emissions increased by 3%. Governor Reynolds.
No more excuses!
So, University of Iowa students and faculty, this is your issue now. Are you going to let the university sell its dirty power plant to a private company that will burn more coal and natural gas? Would you step up and tell President Harold,
no more excuses?
It's time for the University of Iowa to the public board of Mayor Throgmorton and commit to a town gown climate action and commit to 100% renewable energy by 2030. And in coal mining and the power plant now.
In my mother's home country, the Philippines, of the worst typhoons that have ever hit that nation happened within the last 15 years. The worst, Typhoon Yolanda, killed 6,300 people. Indigenous people all around the world have sacrificed their land due to corporate greed.
Reminded us of our great history of resistance, and we continue. continued to strike, and we won a climate plan for the Iowa City School Board. And we won a climate crisis plan from the Iowa City Council. And we continue to strike to make the University of Iowa end coal and join our city climate plan. The University sustainability goals were written in 2008. Some people in this crowd weren't even born then. The university goals are obsolete, and the university must step up and declare a climate emergency. The United States before she even arrived in a sailboat. She has changed the way we talk and act about her climate emergency. Greta has put science back in our decisions. Even that dude in the White House on Twitter. She has shown us that the strikes are a vital part of democracy and our future on this planet. Thank you, Greta. You have truly changed our lives. You changed my life. And you have reminded me that it is not a matter of having hope. Hope resists.